Mike Schultz is the movie critic, entertainment editor, as a matter of fact, for the River City's Reader, and he joins us here live in studio on Friday mornings. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
How was Vin Diesel? Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Actually, Vin Diesel wasn't so bad. He was kind of entertaining, I got to admit. I don't care for him generally, but he was pretty funny in the movie, all things considered. Yeah, it's got a lot of one-liners.
Okay.
It's too reminiscent of too many sci-fi movies, as you can imagine, but mostly it's reminiscent of Aliens, which isn't the worst thing in the world, you know, because that's a pretty great movie. So it's funny in an Aliens way, in a Bill Paxton, you know, oh, we gotta get out of here.
Game over, man.
Yeah, it's got some really kind of clever jokes and some good visual, you know, just some really gross jokes going on in
uh-huh.
it. It's, I didn't care for it a lot, but it was certainly better than I expected.
Okay,
so
that's
it was
something.
All right. Yeah, I didn't hate it at all. It was fine. The one I hated was called The Ultimate Life. Did we even talk about this last week?
Ultimate
this is the
life.
Latest family values pro, you know, pro God and country
sure.
movie. It's
sure.
a sequel to a movie called The Ultimate Gift with Abigail Breslin, where she was like this dying child who, you know,
that's,
died,
that's
I guess.
That's
her greatest
somebody,
gift was dying.
Learned, yeah, somebody learned deeper values by getting to know Abigail Breslin in the hospital.
That's a good time.
Yeah, it was just bad in the way that so many of those movies are bad, you know. And I hate disliking them as much as I do because, you know. Because
it means you're going to
then
hell?
Then I feel like an ass. Then I feel just, you know, like a cynical bastard that I am.
Jaded.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, why can't I show a little compassion?
Right, why can't I have feelings?
Yes.
Like a normal person, because at the end, the rest of the audience, they applauded. They you know, they laughed
well,
at the gentle comedy.
The answer is that those aren't real feelings. It's just saccharine nonsense.
Yeah,
that's the answer.
That's exactly it. But it plays to its base.
Yeah, people
well.
Who like that kind of movie are going to like that kind of
sure,
movie. All right.
Sure. So it was an easy weekend overall. You know, that's all I had to see
this weekend. And am I the only one who feels like this came out of nowhere? There's another Robert De Niro in the Mafia movie.
I haven't seen previews for this.
No,
for
they've
a
been
while.
Showing previews yeah. for quite a while.
Yeah.
The family opens today. Robert De Niro's a guy who's hiding out from the mob, living in the witness protection program with his family in a quiet little town in France.
As you do.
But they
like
don't
you do.
They don't yeah. De Niro wouldn't stand out in France as a mobster at all.
No.
They don't stay hidden for very long because he and his family revert back to their mobster ways. Michelle Pfeiffer plays his wife. That Diana Aragon from Glee is one of their kids, and Tommy Lee Jones is the agent in charge of keeping them alive after the mob figures figure out who they are. On paper, this sounds
how
like
bad
it could be.
How bad could it be?
It sounds like it could be pretty good.
Right?
Right?
Okay.
Here's a clip from The Family where De Niro and Pfeiffer are discussing how they're going to beat up the plumber.
the All right. Today. Nothing much. Just the prospect of packing up again and moving when they find out you killed the plumber.
I didn't kill him. I took him to the hospital.
Why'd you beat him to a pulp? He's the only plumber within a radius of 20 miles.
But he disrespected us and he made you wait on him, honey.
Jeez, honey, I survived.
And you know, the guy was trying to rip me off. So put yourself in my shoes.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have beat him up. I mean, who's going to fix the pipes now?
Well, who's going to rebuild the supermarket that burned down the day we got here? Huh?
Because she blew it up.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah,
Michelle Pfeiffer is reason enough for
it's
me.
Been, you know, it's,
man,
it's,
I miss her.
Yeah, isn't she great?
God, she's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also opening today, we've got Insidious Chapter 2. Now, I gotta plead ignorance. I don't remember Insidious Chapter 1. Did you like that one,
you? I really liked it the first time, and then I made the mistake of watching it again on DVD and just went,
and what was that again?
Oh. That's the one where a couple is being haunted. At first, they think their house is haunted. Their little kid is...
Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne find out their son is able to leave his body to visit the spirit world. But that's dangerous because the dead are attracted to his living soul and he gets trapped away from his body. That's the first movie.
And it's got some creepy David Lynch, early David Lynch imagery, like Eraserhead.
Okay.
Imagery. So I mean, it's pretty cool. It doesn't hold up very well, I don't think, on a second viewing. So we'll see how this one
he
goes.
He used his special ability to cross over and get his kid back, but then something evil followed them back to their bodies, so now they need another team of paranormal investigators to help them figure out what the bad things are. It's got Rose Byrne, who we love.
Yeah, yeah, we love her.
Patrick Wilson, and here they are talking about how things are... You know what? Things are still strange in the house. Is it me? It's like things
is
are
it
still...
Me or
things are still strange.
I think it's levitating. What's that?
Still happening.
What is?
I heard the piano playing by itself downstairs, and I found Callie on the floor of her room by her crib.
Well, maybe she climbed out of her crib. Has she ever done that before?
What?
What is wrong with you?
Renee, I just want us to move on from this. That's all. I want us to be a normal family again.
There is nothing normal about this, okay? These things are still here. Okay. Elise is dead. No one's talking about it. Someone murdered her. But
then let's talk about it. You think I did it?
No. No, I
good.
Don't.
Good.
I don't.
Good, because I know what happened. I went into that place to get our son back, and something evil followed me and killed Elise.
This sounds so stupid.
So if that's the case, then why are you trying to explain away why things are happening?
You've gone to another dimension and fought dead spirits.
And you brought them
back.
And
your wife's freaking out. You're like, well, I don't know. Maybe she's climbing out of the crib.
No, you know damn well what's going on.
Well,
Mike, this is the dumbest movie I've ever heard of. That clip. This guy has battled ghosts, and the wife's freaking out because crazy things happen. He's like, Whoa, let's not be so quick to assume it's ghosts.
Yeah, but at the end of
there's
the...
There's no but, this is stupid!
All right, forget it then. Okay, I was going to give you an explanation, explanation.
All right, I'm willing to listen
and
now,
and that's why
I'm
was
sorry.
A little surprised this thing had a sequel, because at the end of the first one, it seems like Patrick Wilson himself is now an evil spirit, or is kind of being possessed. And so I'm wondering if... He's trying to convince her, oh, it's fine, honey, it's fine, and then put an axe in her head.
Nice.
I don't know.
Nice.
I'm just wondering, because I thought the first one ended where it was like, oh, and Wilson's now going to kill his family.
Is this
end of the story.
Is this that old Eddie Murphy joke about white people in a haunted house?
It absolutely is.
Is it the same house?
No, well, they move in the first one. They move right away. I mean, like, toys start rolling around by themselves.
We got to go.
Stuff.
Right.
And they go, but they do. They move immediately, and... Then it starts happening again, and then they get the ghost hunters because they realize, oh, it doesn't matter where we move. I mean, so it kind of made sense in the first one.
I'm dying to read your review online at rcreader.com. Is this a paper week, too?
This will be an upcoming paper week next week.
Yeah. All right, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
He's Mike Schultz. I think that's it for movies this
week,
right?
I should mention, though, that at the 61 drive-in, they're having a triple feature.
Yeesh.
Three movies. It's Monsters U, Despicable Me 2, and Iron Man 3.
You could do worse.
I might have to go to that.
The last one, Iron Man 3, starts at 11:15.
Well, I mean, I've already seen that. I'd love to take the kid to see Despicable. We haven't seen any of those
first
cartoons
starts
this summer.
At 7:30.
Oh, really? You didn't see Monsters U?
No. There you go. You know, we did see Monsters U.
Okay.
We left with like 10 minutes left. Because he looks at me. Yeah, 10 minutes left in Monsters U. He's like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Which, right. I don't know, man.
It's not one of my favorites, but it's okay.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it's
but
fine.
I'd love to know how that movie ends, to be honest, because they had just Mike Wazowski had just figured out the shenanigans that were going on in the competition, and my 4-year-old looks at me and goes, "Let's get out of here. This is ridiculous." Okay,
that kid is so smart.
Yeah, I guess there it is. No, he is. It's just I'm just curious to see how the monster's making out of that bind they were in. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
He's Mike Schultz. The problem is he's too smart, Mike. That's the problem.
I can see how that could be a
problem. I'm regularly outsmarted and
Who wants that? You're paying the bills.
Right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
Schultz gets it. Why don't the rest of the people in my house? We're Dave and Darren, and this is the Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9.